Most of your growth, though, is likely to come in quickly developing countries like China. What is your strategy there?
We just introduced a new product for $349. It's a very basic PC, not expandable. But if you want to do basic functions like get on the internet, do word processing, email, spreadsheets, that sort of thing, it works just fine. It's for the new PC buyer. We are talking about the next billion computers, and they're coming in China and India, Brazil, Turkey, and Russia. There is a lot of opportunity there.
A cheap PC, is that enough? Analysts expect the Chinese computer market to outgrow that of the U.S. by 2013.
I'm not sure about that, but it is growing very, very fast. We've grown 45% per year in China, and we have two factories there. In China this year, we are spending almost $19 billion with our suppliers. That's much higher than what our local Chinese competitor is generating in revenues.
You mean, of course, Lenovo, which took over IBM's PC business more than 2 years ago. It didn't really work out, did it?
No, they have lost market share everywhere in the world except China.
Why isn't Dell doing so well in Germany? 4 years ago, you told Der Spiegel that you'd become market leader here by 2008, but that hasn't happened.
We still have a year left. We moved up to rank 3 from rank 5 last year, and we're number 1 in the commercial market. But no question about it, we can absolutely do better.
When Steve Jobs returned to Apple, he reinvented the company. With the iPod's success, his market value now is much bigger than Dell's. Is Jobs' performance an example for you?
There are lots of examples. Apple's a pretty different company than Dell, but he's certainly done a very nice job.